everyone. Welcome to the live recording of the East Atlanta Park. Tonight, I am broadcasting live from Queens Island. I just got off the line a few minutes ago, and man, that is a great ride. They have a really nice lighting package on it at night, I must admit, at first I did not think very high of it. I got caught in that enthusiast trap of, oh, it's not a real true Giga. Yeah, it is a true Giga. Even though it is the bare minimum for what a Giga is, it is still, by definition, still a Giga. And believe it or not, it is actually my number two Giga. The only one I like more is Fury 325 of Carolyn, because it's superior in every facet. Height, speed, length, airtime. Fury is the complete pack. But Orion is almost as good. I would like it a little bit better. If it was a little bit taller and a little bit longer, but still a great ride. Now, I've never done a side-by-side comparison of Diamondback and Orion. Now, the stats are very similar. Diamondback goes about 80 miles an hour. Has a lift hill of 230 feet and a drop of 215 feet. Orion's lift hill is 287 feet and has a drop of 300 feet. And a max speed, theoretical max speed of 91 miles an hour. Now, out of the two, I actually prefer Orion because it is bigger, taller, faster, and that's the type of ride that I enjoy. Now they are, and it is also smoother. That is actually something I've noticed with Diamondback this year. It has gotten significantly more rattly. Now, most people don't notice that kind of stuff, but Kings Island, as many of you know, is my home park. So I am literally here almost every single week. So I know these coasters pretty well. And Diamondback is definitely developing a nasty rattle. Now, you might call that theming, but as far as the ride experience goes, I don't like the feeling of being jackhammered. And that's the way Diamondback feels right now. And that is why I prefer Orion, because it's bigger, taller, faster, smoother, and it's overall more thrilling for me. Now, I don't know if I've ever explained this, but as many of you know, I have an unnatural love affair with the beach. And obviously, the beach is important to me, because the name of this podcast is The Beast of the Beach, because the beach is my favorite character. Permanently as my number one wooden character. And it's the coaster I've ridden more than any other coaster. I'm sorry for the background. This is the first time I've ever tried recording live. Normally, you're not only getting this podcast live, you're getting it totally unscripted. I am literally making these up as I am walking along the park. Normally, I'm very precise and I have my whole script entirely scripted out. So, literally for the first time, you're hearing the... You're literally hearing the... record live. Now, as I was saying, Beast has sentimental, immense sentimental value for me. It was the first major character I ever read. And it delivers an unparalleled night ride. You literally will not find a better night ride than what you get with the Beast. The way you fly through the woods in pitch black is amazing. That's the only way I can describe it. Now, I have not been to Hollywood Nights, so I cannot tell you that how voyage is at night. I just know that the beast is something special at night time. I'm sure you heard of Rumble Goodbye. That was Diamondback and down to the slant of that. But as I was saying, I literally cannot tell you how voyage is at night, because I've literally never ridden it at night. Nor have I ever ridden a treadmill. So, yes, I do have the Beast as my number one hoodie. Because, and it's not even close, because I think every enthusiast has that one coaster that they overrank. And for me, the Beast is that coaster, because it is the first coaster, major coaster I ever rode with my dad. And for those who may not know, my dad passed away in 2005 from a brain tumor. And he absolutely loved roller coasters. So I keep on riding them, because that is my way to, that is my way to keep his memory alive. And I'm going to keep on riding him until I'm physically unable to do it anymore. Because he instilled in me such a burning passion for roller coasters that I literally cannot imagine my life without them. And this podcast is kind of my way of expressing my love for them, because roller coasters have done so much in my life. They literally helped me get back into shape. For those of you who do not know me personally, I had weight loss surgery in 2017. I used to weigh over 400 pounds. And like many people, I was physically unable to ride. And I had to walk, make that dreaded walk of shame. And I had to walk, make the walk of the shame. And I have to admit, for many years, I had a 6 or 7, I had a 6 or 7 year stretch that I never went to an amusement park. And that all changed in 2017 when I decided, okay, I am going to lose weight because I need to ride roller coasters again. That was like one thing in my life that I felt I was missing. I still had the hockey games I enjoyed going to, and I still had the movies, but I missed.
Morning.
I missed going to the amusement park.
Mandatory non-going
roller coaster.
Miami.
So in 2017, I decided to change my life, and have weight loss surgery. And I've had people ask me, Evan, because for those who may not know, my name is Evan. I am 33 years old. I live in Cincinnati, Ohio, and I am
a coaster
enthusiast.
We hope you're enjoying your day.
Who has 135 credits. And I also have Asperger's syndrome. So roller coasters for me are a form of therapy. And they help me. They help me de-stress. Because for many years I have struggled with anxiety and depression, which is kind of a match made in hell, because they feed off of each other and do all kinds of things. And I have a hard time expressing myself. That's why I chose to do a podcast, because I'm not that good with filming, and I'm not that great with editing. So making a YouTube channel for me was not an option. But I could literally talk about roller coasters for hours. I could tell you what year a roller coaster was made. Who made it? Which park it was at? How many of that type are still running? I could tell you about the foam coasters. I could literally go on for hours with all this stuff that very few people know about. But I have spent quite some time studying this stuff because, as I said, roller coasters are a passion. They are such a huge part of my life that I cannot imagine my life without them. And that they have literally done so much for me. And I'm sorry for the pauses. This is my first attempt at ever recording a podcast live. Usually I'm more used to doing it in the silence of my own home, but I decided to record it live. So, but literally, as soon as I'm done recording this podcast, it is going to go live. So, it's something I'm going to try to do more of in the future. I know that my podcast has a very small audience, but for those who do listen, I have so much I want to share with you guys. And I am sorry that I have not been posting a podcast the way I have been. Truth is, I work as a route driver, so I'm out on the road all the time. So it is very difficult for me to script everything out and record on a regular basis just because I am so tired. But it is something that I am striving to work on. A few weeks ago, I posted a podcast episode with my trip report for Six Flags Over Georgia. Absolutely fantastic park. I would recommend that. It's a must-go-to park for any enthusiast. It is by far my favorite Six Flags park that I've been to. Granted, my sample size is only 3, but that park is fantastic, and it is probably, I would say, my 4th favorite park that I've been to. Obviously behind Kings Island, Cedar Point. I love Dollywood also, but for me, Over Georgia is my 4th favorite out of the 10 or so parks I've been to. And thank you everybody for listening. This is actually going to end up being one of my longer episodes, just because this is something new. I've never tried freestyling, and I'm hoping to eventually grow this podcast. I am going to work on getting an email that you can write. I want this to be a more interactive podcast. I want you to ask me questions. I want to deliver the content that you want to hear. So, once I get the email set up, I will record another episode to let everybody know that I've made the email. And I want your honest feedback and suggestions, because I want to improve. I know that you've been hearing ads, but to be honest, I don't make a dime making this podcast. In fact, anything, I lose money making it. But I'm doing it just because I want to share my passion for others. So please stay tuned for my next episode, where, as I promised, because this was kind of an impromptu episode. In my next episode, which is going to be my trip report for Carowinds. Thank you for listening, and see you the next time.